Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is someone that you may know as a member of the Kurt Carr Singers. Vonny Lopez is making her first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about her love of ministry, but also the music she's been able to produce. She's also going to be introducing her brand new single, The Name of Jesus, an amazing song that's now available for you probably wherever you normally buy your music online. You know, Vonny's story, I think, is one that will not only inspire you, but also help us all as we're trying to find our purpose in life and being able to walk in that purpose. You know, as we've been talking about for the month of December, one of the things we want to do is try to talk more about our theme for 2013, and that is living each life as a thank you. And that is exactly what Vonny's been able to do. Here she is with her single, The Name of Jesus. We'll be right back with Conversations Live and Vonny Lopez.
Cleanse the soul. There is a name I know that can
That was Bunny Lopez with The Name of Jesus here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, as well as online through blogtalkradio.com. As I mentioned before, many of you have gotten to know her as a member of the Kurt Carr Singers, but that is her brand new single. She's now joining us live to talk to us about her ministry of music and what it's been like for her to share that with the world. Bunny, thank you so much for being with us today on Conversations Live.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about it.
Well, excited to have you on with us as well. You know, that song is so powerful. And when I was writing my review, actually, I think over the weekend on Amazon, I thought about, you know, it's just, it is so simple, but it says so much. What has it been like for you to know, when you look at your career, Bunny, to know that it is really because of course, grace and the blessings that have come from God through Jesus that have made what you've been able to do possible?
You know, I say this is sort of a cliche, I guess, with me, or a motto, maybe the better word, is the Soul Seeker song. When that song came out, if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better, it's all God. You know, that song, I was like, it can't come on without me running around the room, because that's just kind of like, I just feel that way, you know. First of all, just being able to sing with Kurt and the Kurt Carr and the group, to me, some of the best singers in the world. He has that genius, that gift of pulling the best out of people and finding the best. And so, you know, when God opened that door for me, that had long been a God dream of mine. Not that I ever thought I could merit getting there on talent, but, you know, you just have those dreams, that bucket list, you know. I want to be Oprah, and I want to sing on stage with Kurt one day, you know. It was like, so I opened for him at a concert, and this is just the journey, you know, to prove that it's all God. Just, I opened for him at a concert that he almost canceled because of his travel schedule. The concert itself was almost canceled because the promoter didn't do a great job, you know, all that kind of story. And not a lot of people there. And we both just knew separately that it was God's will for us to be there. And so he loves to tell the story how he heard me singing and he came out into the audience. And we exchanged numbers after that. And but he called me up on stage during his performance and ministered to me and prophesied to me. And he handed me the mic and he wanted me to sing with them on stage. Well, you know, I had a recurring dream over and over and over again. And I was on stage with Kurt and the singers, but we were singing For Every Mountain. Well, he handed me the mic and he asked me to sing I Almost Let Go. Love that song. And of course I knew it because I'm a number one fan. I'd been to all their recordings and concerts. So I started singing that song and God moved. And it was powerful, but I kept thinking in my mind, you know what, God, if this is you, that dream was I was singing For Every Mountain. And oh my God, Miss Yvette's here. I know there's no way I'm going to sing this song, but if it's you, only you can, that's the confirmation. Right. And when I went to hand him the mic back to go and take my seat, it was almost like electricity went through our hands or something, and he looked at me like he felt it, and I looked like I felt it, and he motioned for me to step back and keep the mic, and they begin the intro to For Every Mountain.
Wow.
And I just knew, okay, well, this is definitely God. This wasn't just a bucket list. This was a God dream. And so we exchanged numbers, and it was probably a year and a half, almost 2 years later when he called. And this was back in the day of answering machines at home. And, he left a message on my answering machine. That just sounds so funny to even say. But he left a message, and I thought it was somebody playing a joke on me, you know, because everybody knew how much I loved him. I'm like, I am not even going to call them back. Somebody's playing a joke on me. You know, they're pranking me. I didn't call him back. So another thing, he called me again. And during that 2 weeks, you know, I kept thinking, well, that's dumb of me because I know it was God. I got the confirmation. I know it was a God thing. So the next time he called, I answered. And he said, and all of this is a blur to me, so this is part of his testimony, because once I said hello, everything else, is, I think I blacked out. I said hello, and he said, this is Kurt Carr, and he said that I said, yes, sir, I've been waiting for you to call. God told me we're going to call. And so he invited me to participate in the One Church recording, which was back in, I think, 2003.
Mm-hmm.
He invited me to participate in that, and I've been traveling with him ever since, so it's going on 10 years. So when I stand on stage, I said all that to say, every time I go to stand on stage with these elite singers, first of all, I think, you know what, God, you have a super great sense of humor. You know, you picked a little country girl out of Louisiana. You know, I was born tone deaf, born into a musical family, but born tone deaf. I was miraculously healed at 14. That's all God. And who would have ever thought, you know, I'd be standing on stage with these people. And so every time I get up there, it always goes through my mind, nothing else but God. Nothing
right.
but the name of Jesus could make this possible, the power that's in the name. He goes before us, and he opens doors that I love the verse that says he'll go beyond what you can think or imagine. And I used to tell God, you know, my imagination's pretty good, so you better come with it. So when he opened this door, it was like, oh, my God, you know. So that is just one of the testimonies of how this journey, it's been a long journey, but how I got here. And I know I'm like a little kid in a candy store. I'm just so excited every time I get to tell somebody the story, because it only speaks to the power of God. Nothing. I know every time I stand up there, I'm not there on talent. My friends, my Kirk Carr family can sing circles around me, but I know that it's all God. I know that when I stand there, God shows up, the Spirit falls, and we've had testimonies of miraculous healings and deliverance. So I don't ever question why God has me there, but it can be a little funny at times, you know, because I just look around like, what could I possibly add to this concert? These
exactly.
people have just sung, man. So it's such an honor to even be mentioned in the same sentence with them. But this journey has been amazing, and it is nothing but a testimony of the power of God.
Bonnie, you know, I think, well, I just want to reset for those that are just coming in and we're just hearing part of that. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Bonnie Lopez. Many of you have gotten to know her, as she was just talking about, as one member of the Kirk Carr Singers. But she has a brand new single out, The Name of Jesus, a really powerful song, and that's what I was asking her about, what it was like for her to, you know, to know for herself what she's singing about in that song. And she was sharing part of her testimony there. When it comes to that testimony, though, Bonnie, what I thought about, too, is so interesting, is that there will be people who are out there who have been told what they can't do. Do you think
mm-hmm.
that by hearing part of what you just shared with us, even just a part of that testimony, that
yeah.
that is
yeah,
a validation
yeah.
for them of what is possible in their own lives?
Oh, my God, yes. You know, just recently I've had opportunities to speak at a few youth events. I speak as well, and so, of course, I'm you know, I sing the single, and I'm able to talk about the power that's in the name of Jesus. And so my testimony, like you say, it just goes hand in hand with that. And to think that, you know, first of all, I was able to share with a group of young ladies a few months ago how you may not be born with every gift that you are going to use. You know, it may not be evident. I was talking to girls who were 14, 15, 16 years old, and they're trying to find themselves and find their purpose and their destiny and what they're going to be and who they're going to be. And I was able to share how I was born tone deaf, that I just mentioned a second ago, which means I could not distinguish one note from another. I couldn't sing, but I didn't know I couldn't sing. So
right.
I was born, my mom was a classically trained pianist. My father was a preacher and a recording artist. With Benson Record Company. I mean, I was the only one in my family that couldn't sing, couldn't play, didn't even know the difference in notes. And at 14, my youth pastor asked me to sing at a youth service, not knowing that I couldn't sing, just expected, well, she's from the Ewing family, so she can sing.
Right.
And I said yes, because I didn't know it was impossible. See, that's another great thing about God, you know. Sometimes, we say yes to things in blind faith, just, yeah, I'll do it, because I had prayed every single day that I knew how to pray. God is, my parents are telling me I can't sing. They're telling me to be quiet while they're at rehearsal in a very kind way. You know, you'll get your turn in a minute, sweetheart, you know. So not knowing, so I say yes, because I had prayed every day, God, if you let me sing, I'll sing every day to you and for you, and that's it. That's the only, that'll be my goal, is to sing to you and for you. So at 14, I said yes. I told my mom what song I wanted to sing, and my dad tells a beautiful testimony how he was in the bedroom, and my mom and I were going over the song that I was going to sing at youth service in the music room, and he thought we were playing the album of the song, Nicky Mangan, and the song was My Vow. And I was instantaneously healed. It was not a perfected gift, but I was singing on key, which was amazing. I was singing a song in the same key that the lady was playing. And so that's what I'm able to tell young people is, it may not even be evident, your gifting and your talent may not even be evident right now, but don't quit believing. Don't quit dreaming. If you think that God put that in your heart, that desire, that urgency, don't quit dreaming, and don't quit praying, and don't quit expecting that God is going to show up, because he's going to show up just right on time. And we say that a lot in church, and maybe that sounds cliche to somebody, but when I tell you, he showed up at the service that I said yes to, that's amazing to me, you know, that he healed me. And the other thing that I tell people is he looks at the heart. So right. What people tell you you can't do, the giftings that maybe are not evident, God is looking at the heart. So while people are looking at the outside, is she ready outside by all the outward signs that we look at, God was looking at the heart. And he waits until your motives are right, you're pure, you're ready, and then I believe he's going to give you the gift and the desires of your heart when he knows you can handle it. And so that's just part of the ministry to me, is being able to share with somebody, don't give up. Please don't quit dreaming. Don't quit hoping. Whatever God has told you, it may not be evident, but whatever he told you you're going to do, you can do, he'll never call you to it that he won't give you the tools and the resources to get you through it. And that's what I believe.
Yeah, and that is what you've come to know also just through your, you know, through your own experience. And I think that is what makes it so real, Vonnie, for people, is that they can, this isn't just something you've heard, this is something that you have gotten to know personally, and that gives them the confidence they need in their own lives. They say, hey, if it works for Vonnie, it could definitely work for me. So when it comes to the single, The Name of Jesus, we know we're in a time, of course, of the holidays where people are, you know, are thinking about the holiday season, whatever that means for them, but supposed to be the reason for the season is recognizing, you know, the birth of Christ and what he means for the world. In the context of that, when people hear your song, The Name of Jesus, what do you hope it validates for them, Vonnie, about exactly how real God is and the gift that he has given through his son?
You know, I love the Christmas season, first of all. I do. It's just one of my favorites. It is my favorite because of that, because, you know, being brought up in the church, my father being a pastor, you know, that's what Christmas was about to us. You know, it was like, if you get gifts, you know, of course we always did, but, you know, they'd make us sweat it out. If you get gifts, you know, that comes secondary to going to the church and worshiping and giving thanks to God. And, you know, this whole season kind of, it brings me back to Jeremiah 29:11 when God is saying, and he's telling somebody even right now on this show, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you. It's like I think before each and every one of us were born, just as Jesus was born with purpose, he was born for a purpose and on purpose. And the same with each and every one of us. Nobody was born on accident. So maybe somebody in this season, you don't have family. Maybe this isn't your favorite season because, you don't have a mother, you don't have a father, you've been abandoned. I want to bring hope to somebody and let you know that, that God is your father. You are not parentless. God is your father. And he said, I know the thoughts I think toward you. I've got thoughts of peace and not evil, and I've got plans to prosper you, not harm you. And so maybe this season I could turn just a little different spin on it and speak to that person who is down and out. Maybe you're not expecting gifts this season because you're not with family. And but I want to encourage someone that the gift of Jesus is the greatest gift in the world, the gift of salvation, the gift of the blood of Jesus, and the chance to receive salvation and that heaven could be our home and see Jesus face to face. I would love for that to be someone's gift this season, that they would get to know Jesus as their own personal Savior, because after all, he is our Savior. He gave his life on Calvary so that we could have the gift of salvation. That is the greatest gift.
That is the greatest gift, exactly. And we're going to be actually closing out the program again with the name of Jesus. But, Vonnie, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you, how they can stay in contact with you, and, of course, how they can get the single for themselves.
Awesome. I'm on Facebook, Vonnie Lopez, Twitter, Vonnie Lopez, and riverflow.com is our website. That's river, R-I-V-E-R, flow, P-H-L-O.com. You can find out. There's a link there. The video, the music video, The Name of Jesus, is on YouTube, free. Anybody can go and check that out. And then the single is on iTunes and Amazon for sale. And I'd love to hear from everybody. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter and let me know how you like the show and what you're thinking about the single. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much. I know it's one of those songs that regardless, it's, you know, sometimes, Vonnie, you know this that too, I mean, in doing what you do. Some songs, I think, cross all different lines, whether it's demographic, I think, you know, gender lines. This is one of those songs that speaks to individuals exactly where they are. And I think that's what really people want to know, that people know what they're going through. And I think this song says that regardless of who you are, knowing the power of Jesus and knowing what that name means, you know, is something special for you. And I think that's what it's really resonating with people. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us, and we look forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Vonnie Lopez, everyone. Again, the single is The Name of Jesus. We're going to ask my producer actually to cue it back up. We're going to close with that. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Vonnie, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast. And about 5 minutes after we go off the air, all you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. And we actually tagged Vonnie, so you can find her very easily on our page. Just go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. That's C-Y. R-U-S-W-E-B-B, and Vonnie is at Vonnie Lopez there, so you can actually find her on our page. That's going to do it for this segment. Remember, at the top of the hour, I'll be speaking with a celebrity publicist, Bridget O'Brien. She'll be here to talk to us about her upcoming event, Cupcakes at Care, coming up this weekend. So if you're friends with us on the East Coast, listen to us online, you're definitely going to want to join us to see how you can be a part of this program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Here is Vonnie Lopez again with The Name of Jesus.